Sarah in Rotherham. Hello, love.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
You're a wanker.
Right. Well, that's hardly a revelation, love.
You're a wanker.
Yeah, listen, let me explain some things to you, right? First of all, most blokes, that's not really an insult, to be fair. That's just a statement of fact. Right, now, you're obviously not aware of that. The reason you're not aware of that is because you're actually stupid. Not only that, but you're extremely childish. And that's what's so painful. And the problem is, love, is because you're a woman, no one has ever explained to you how stupid you are. Because people don't like telling women that they're stupid. Because they're a bit embarrassed. Because a stupid woman rarely gets themselves into a situation where someone will say to them, "You thick moron." It's very, very rare that anyone will say that to them. Do you understand that, pet?
Wanker, wanker.
No, do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm saying to you that no one has ever confronted you with your own stupidity because you are a woman. Do you understand that? Because you're a girl, no one's ever said to you, "You are thick." Shut up. I'm telling you, no one has ever said to you, "You are really thick." Because they're embarrassed. Right? It's dead easy to tell a bloke they're thick. You slap around the back of the head and say, "Oi, thicko." And everyone goes, "Oh, God, yeah, he is a thicko, isn't he?" Women, it's more embarrassing. Very rare you'll ever turn around and say, "You're thick," to a woman, you see. Now, what you hoped would happen is you hoped you'd go, "You're a wanker," and I'd cut you off. Unfortunately, I've left you on the airwaves, and I've started ripping you to pieces. The problem is, you're probably ringing to impress your mates, and your mates in the background are thinking to themselves, "Do you know what? He's right. After talking to her for 2 seconds, he's sussed out what we've known all along, that she is absolutely stupid. She even has difficulty with doors, she's that thick. She goes up to the door, she can't open the door, because she can't remember how it works. Do you see what I'm saying, love? You're that thick. And
you're
stupid.
You're thick. You're not even playing
You see, I'm ripping you to pieces, and the best thing about it, love, is you still haven't hung up. You're sat there, taking it, because you're too stupid to know how the phone works. I mean, it gets better and better by the minute. You say that, love?
You're just a wanker.
No, that's lovely stuff, but I'm just explaining to everyone how stupid you are. So stupid you don't even know how to use a phone, you don't even know how to hang up, you don't even know when you're being insulted, you don't even know when you're being ripped apart. Bless. Well, you've cheered me up, and I hope you've cheered the whole of South Yorkshire and the North Midlands up, because we're reaching the end of the show, and, Rich, you better come through. Sod that person you're ringing back. We've got to, you know, wrap the show up. We're heading into the final few minutes. We're going to take a few more calls, but we're going to be looking for caller of the night. Wow. Sarah there, doing the moves. Blessed.